And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And from Coastal Charters, we have Captain Benny Florentino and Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine. Benny, of course, has been running that amazing Camus boat from West Coast Marine, and we're going to be talking all about that, and Parkers, Yamaha outboards, and more. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Bill Varney, and I'm a proud member of CCA California. I'm here to invite you, your family, and friends to join me for CCA's Anthony Shea Conservation Award Dinner. This year we honor Mark Gorelnik for his selfless dedication to marine conservation in California. This exciting event will have food, fellowship, and fun while benefiting the tireless work of CCA as it fights to protect your right to fish. Please don't miss this incredible evening on June 27th at the Long Beach Grand. Visit ccacalifornia.org to make your reservations today.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com. The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, you said it best, man. What a great group of guys in here, from talking fishing to the best boats on the water and power. It's going to be a great day today.
Yeah, for sure. Captain Benny Florentino, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Great to have you. We'll get your sound system straightened out there and make sure you're okay. And from Camus Boats, Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards, West Coast Marine, we have Nick Kelly. Good morning, Nick.
What's up,
Nick?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. You have that Camus shirt on. First of all, it's a bitchin' shirt, and they're bitchin' boats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great boats.
So you were just showing us the new, is it 36 cap?
34 cap.
34 cap.
Yep.
Wow.
Beautiful boat.
That thing's incredible.
Yes, it is.
And you had it up to how fast?
High 50s.
Yeah?
Yeah, 57, 58, 59 in there.
Wow.
Doesn't really care about sea conditions. You just kind of go.
Yeah. And you said that after riding that, it's like, You're going catamaran. You're all the way.
Yeah. If you ride in that boat, it's hard to go back to the monohull.
Just no roll.
No. It's easy ride. Super stable at anchor, and it rides great.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so much room on that thing.
Huge. Storage everywhere. Huge live wells. I mean, I can crawl down in just about every storage compartment in there. Huge flat deck. No bow rise coming out of the hole. It's just a beautiful ride.
How about going to the bow to cast your surface iron, and the bow's as big as the stern is? You know, you got three guys shoulder to shoulder on that thing, like casting a lure.
You can definitely have a surface iron party up on that bow. I am not kidding.
It's thick.
It's big.
No doubt about it. So, so you said live wells. Do you need to put a bait tank on these Camus?
I don't think so. Those live wells are massive.
Really?
And Benny's been playing with his live wells on the 26, and they seem to hold bait pretty well.
35 gallons on the port and starboard.
Each?
Each.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow, so
that's cool.
I actually had 2+ scoops splitting them. And the bait, the wells has great circulation, and obviously you can adjust it on the inside. And sardine, you know, that 5 to 7 inch sardine that we've been having, it holds perfect.
Great.
So, you know, running to Catalina, doing my thing. It's really good. It's good bait system in those boats.
Speaking of Catalina, rumor has it you took Doug Kern and his grandson out.
Yeah,
Catalina and caught some fish.
Had an awesome time. Yeah, we I picked him up at Cat, and we went to the east. We started on the east end in the back. And we caught some, that's where we caught the bulk of our good fish. And that's where the fishing's been really good, was that back, that eel area back there in shallow and like 30 feet. But we were fishing mainly outside points in like 80, 90 feet of water.
Interesting.
You know, I know that people think calicos and Clementi, it's boiler fishing, but that stuff's been staging out there because it's starting to spawn a little bit later than it has been, but, a lot of that 3 to 4 to 5 pound stuff is starting to spawn, so they're sitting on those outside edges. It's just looking for conditions, you know. That I found conditions in shallow, but I had to motor through flat, no current kelp to get in there. And we got in there, and boy, we made 5 passes and just saw giants come out to try to eat. And
really?
Yeah, Doug got a good one. His grandson had like a couple of giant ones blow up on his weedless. So
whoa.
We had a great time. It was great hanging out with him. I haven't fished with Doug in forever, since the Shimano days way back when. So it was fun.
That is fun.
That's cool.
So I understand there's a lot of squid. There's been a lot of squid in that Pyramid Cove area. Is it still there?
From what I know, the guys are making it out there. It's pretty evident when you see 5 light boats kind of hanging out there the other day. There's a lot of boats sitting up after making bait. They're setting up on a lot of those spots, either in Pyramid, China, on the back, and that's where a lot of those big yellows are, and they're catching them early morning on dropper loop and in some of those pinnacles out there. And then there's a lot of small ones. You know, there's a lot of smaller 10 to 15 pounders that you catch fishing bass. They're all over. They just haven't gotten with it. But, you know, boats are getting 30 yellows up to 40 pounds.
Great.
Wow. On that dropper loop stuff. So
really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so the fish are, they're all chunky. They're all like squares. So
wow.
It's really, really good fishing right now.
Prime time.
Yeah. Fishing in general is good. I fished horseshoe kelp yesterday on the east end, and we had 60 bass for a half-day trip. The day before I had a half-day trip, we caught 50. All swim bait stuff, 3/4 ounce war bait, yellowhead, and Corey's 4-inch bait, you know, brown bait with a orange belly. In fact, I'm going to run over to the shop after and just
get some.
Got a load.
Not really eating the surface iron too much, but just lots of fish. You know, we were able to get some submission to the Star Tournament this week, so quite a few, so cool. Which is good. I'm actually at 17 right now.
Ooh,
so.
Yeah.
17 submissions?
No, I'm number 17.
Oh, as far as ranking?
Yeah, because I, you know, when I have client, I don't fish too much. But yesterday I got my licks in the day before. So
you want that 18-foot Parker from West Coast Marine?
Damn right,
the Yamaha, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't, right?
Yeah. 18-inch bass gets you every 18-inch bass up to 2 a day gets you another ticket for that thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That's been going well, and that boat's been sitting out in front of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, and every
that's
time
right.
I walk by, it's like, wow.
Yeah, that's quite a good one.
Somebody's going to get it, yeah, and that's really cool of you and Yamaha to put that together, Nick.
Yeah, really
that's
fun.
That's going to further our fishing efforts, there's no doubt about it.
Yes.
So tell us about the boat business. Parker boats, Camus boats are kind of your main line, right?
That's correct, yeah. So we're doing well there, a little slow in the winter time. I think weather kind of played that,
sure.
Interest rates and things like that. Once the sun came out, we're starting to see some more activity. The fish started showing up a little bit up towards Newport, and that really kind of kicking it off. So there's some big interest in the Parker boats and Camus right now.
Do you actually have inventory? Because for years it's been, well, yeah, you want one? Okay, we can get you one in like 6 months or something like that.
Oh, yeah, we have inventory.
No kidding.
Yeah, we got plenty of inventory from an 18 center console, 23 24 cabin, one more.
The new 24.
The new 24 cabin.
Oh, wow.
Two of those, a 25-20 cabin, and one more 28-20.
Wow.
Yeah. So come, you can
in
check
stock.
Them all out. Yeah, at the shop. So you
wow.
can walk on them and check them all out.
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then all powered by Yamaha, the Parkers?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. And then the Camus are powered by Yamahas or Mercurys?
I've got the 20, or Benny's boat's got the 400 Merc on it, and that thing rides beautiful.
400?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Rocket
yeah.
ship, dude.
Yeah, you'll have to ask Doug,
rocket ship.
Doug and tell you about the ride. It, you can, you know, it all depends how you fuel maintenance, you know. You can go... You can go 50 plus easily. I mean, from that motor, that V10 has so much torque. You know, you'll be cruising at 30, and you want to get it up on light speed. You just, you know,
push
hit the
forward.
Throttle, and you're gone.
V10,
yeah, it has a lot of torque. And I'm glad they talked me into putting that 400 instead of a 350. Because it really does match the boat. The prop matches the motor that matches the boat.
That's cool.
The boat rides extremely well, no matter conditions. In fact, I think it's making me a little overconfident. When it's a little windy, oh, yeah, we're good. It's 15. Let's go.
Hammerdale, boy.
Just because of the ride of that boat.
Because of the ride. Yeah, you still get a little wet. You know, I think there's some tweaks. That's one thing I'm learning about the boat. But... Man, riding downhill a quarter, that thing is phenomenal. I mean, just it really is. It's everything about that step tunnel haul. It's really a nice ride. It's very forgiving.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't want to go bow up at all. When you hit the throttle, it just wants. It's like I always say. It's like George Jetson. It just goes up and out.
Wow,
it's incredible.
Stepped hull. Explain that to us, Nick.
Yeah, so there's midship. There's two steps in the hull, which kind of I think give it that ride quality that Benny's talking about, where just out of the hull, it's flat. There's zero bow rise, so just it's all, like just on a plane.
Wow,
like, instantly. And I think that's forgiving in sea surface conditions. And then it's just two steps in midship in that hull.
Huh. And no trim tabs necessary?
That one has zip wakes on it.
Yeah.
Zip brakes are killer, but I don't know if
kind of like that new thing that's
Seakeeper ride system is
the ride.
It's
same
very
kind
similar
of thing.
To that. Yeah,
yeah,
very neat. Keeps the boat flat.
Oh,
automatic
and adjust the boat.
Yeah,
and a nice.
So this is like a competitor to the ride system. And it's called
Zip Wake.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very similar to Seakeeper ride.
Yeah,
yeah.
Interesting,
mm-hmm.
And it works.
You know how you guys all have trim tabs, right? And you keep your hand on the wheel, your hand on the throttle, and your fingers on the trim tabs always, right? If you're like me, you don't have to do it. Now you drive.
Set it, really, forget it.
Set it, forget it. There is a setting you need to do in flat water. You zero it out, boat's balance, and then from there the system takes over.
No kidding.
Wow.
That's
cool. That sounds
pretty incredible.
Are you putting those on all the Camus?
That's an option that you can go with.
Option.
So you can go with normal tabs, like a Lenco electric trim tab, or the option is zip wake on those. And then recently I started doing Seakeeper rides, and I'm actually doing one next week on a 2820. We're going to throw Seakeeper rides on there and see how that rides. Yeah.
I was so curious to ask you, because that was always like the best experience we had when we bought our Parker from West Coast. Like, it's just every option available. And, you know, when we originally went through it with Kevin, it was just, man, let's order this thing as bare bones as possible so that we're putting all the West Coast options on.
Yeah.
Not that the boat doesn't, you know, not that the factory doesn't have good options, but... You know, exactly like that. Hey, this tab option is probably better for what we do, and this bait tank option is probably better for what we do, and this metal fabrication is better for what we do. You know, like, and you guys just every step of the way it was West Coast. Like, no, we've done enough of these. We know we want this style of radar arch, not that style.
Yes, there's definitely cool things we can do.
That's rad
for fishing out here.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about that cat. It's powered with what?
That cat has twin 400 V10 Mercurys on it. Same engine that Benny's 26 has. Twins.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, a perfect power plant for that boat.
Uh-huh.
Again, stepped hull cat, no bow rise coming out of the water, getting on plane. Don't really need the trim tabs at all. You just trim the engines up, and that thing is just scooting. Like, it is, it's a really nice ride.
So the step tall is a Caymus thing, whether it be a monohull or a catamaran.
Yeah, it seems like it. They're all into the step tall for all their product line.
And where are they built?
Outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. And pretty much made for saltwater / freshwater?
They have a bass boat line for freshwater.
Okay.
Yep. Killer bass boat line.
On legit rocket ship bass boats.
Wow.
They're a really nice platform for freshwater. And then, so they just make pure fishing boats.
And the step tall, I mean, I'm naive to it, but I mean, you don't often see a step tall in boats, you know, as small as a 26, right? Isn't that something that's normally reserved for, like, the real, you know, the real long, yeah, big center consoles?
Yeah, you see them on a lot of the guys out here, you know, that's 30 pluses,
like
that's pretty common, but I believe that they can go down to a 20-footer with a step pole and really make that
clearly
ride.
Clearly the performance is killer on your boat, right?
Oh yeah, and I really believe that your fuel economy will probably improve too, you know, by 20, maybe 30%. Matching the motor. Everything's got to match, right, on a boat. It's like having the right match for a fishing outfit. It's the same thing, motor, the hull, the boat, and obviously the weight displacement on the boat. So it's very thought out, and I don't have anything really bad to say about the performance of it. Nothing.
That's really cool. Now that we're a season, or at least half a season into it, what's the reception been like on the new 24 Parker? Like, I know there was a redesign, and last time you were on, you were kind of talking about it, but now that the boat's been on the ground and you guys have had a chance to play with it and put options to it, what's the reception been like on the new style?
It's been great. The new hull design, they've changed the hull. The width is a little bit wider than the 23 was, and we had it out for a photo shoot along with the Caymus boats, and got to kind of put the 2420 to the test in the conditions and put some people on it and some weight, and that thing's fast.
That
thing's
cool.
Like 55 miles an hour.
What?
And then
with what power?
Twin 200s.
Wow,
on that
nice
boat. I mean, that thing's a rocket ship. And the ride quality is, they did a huge improvement with that 2420 hull design.
Cool.
It's a really nice ride.
Okay.
Yeah.
And super nice layout, too.
Great layout.
Yeah.
Still kind of, you get your cabin, you're out of the, you know, sun and wind and wet. But the deck has two little fish holds in it now, so there's hatches back there.
Oh, you actually get to put fish in the hatches.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what are some of the differences for those, you know, we're so many of us familiar with the 23. The 23 always has been, always will be such an iconic, you know, SoCal sport fishing, going offshore tuna fishing, but what are some of the differences?
I think it's the redesigned hull is the main thing. They took out the wood, so it's all composite stringer system in there. And then it's got two reverse trines that go all the way to the transom of the boat. I think it gives it better lift and a better ride quality.
Oh.
And then the cabin's a little bit redesigned as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So much better ride and faster.
It's a quick boat.
Yeah.
I'm very, very impressed with how that one rode.
And what's the fuel capacity on it?
Oh, that's another good point. Yeah, it's we're getting well above 2. At cruise, it's much more efficient as well.
Really? Oh my God! Yeah, 2 miles per gallon.
Yeah.
We're whoa! 2. With a 24
or something like that, 2.5.
With twins.
That's great.
Now once we load it up like we do, I would imagine that will go down a little
still,
bit. But we're starting at a really
you're
good.
Starting at over
point.
2.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the way West Coast sells boats is you put all the stuff on it. You put bait tanks on. You put all the gear on that people want. Right.
Yeah. From
that's the way
the
you
shop.
Do
it's pretty bare. You might get a Garmin screen. We might order with one, but other than that, you know, rocket launchers, towers, bait tanks. Screens everywhere, whatever you want.
You put a tower on that too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Sweet, sweet ride. And so is it a second station?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like kind of a half tower, I guess you call it.
Yeah. And now with the new electronic system that the Yamahas are coming with, putting a second station is easy, right? It's just running a wire.
Easier, yeah. There's two cables that connect a lower station to your second station.
Yeah.
And it's more or less plug and play at that point. And then the engines on those are electric steering and fly-by-wire throttles. It's really nice.
That's cool.
Okay, so us old school guys with hydraulic steering and the things, okay, you think about, okay, there's one wire that's controlling, or one wire that's controlling the throttle, one wire that's controlling the steering. I mean, is how foolproof is that? I mean, obviously, if Yamaha does it, it is foolproof. But there's something about having a wire steering your boat. It's like...
Yeah, getting rid of shift and throttle cables, that was always a tried and true system.
Yeah.
However, coming from Yamaha, their digital electric system, I've honestly... don't think I've really ever had a problem with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think about it, hydraulic stuff fails.
Was it a tried and true system? Absolutely was. But
yeah.
you could also guarantee at some point your steering cable's going to freeze up. This was going to, you know, I mean, you just knew that it was long-term maintenance, you know, and it wasn't going to happen the first couple years of your boat, but best believe at some point, you know, that steering cable was going to freeze on you, your throttle cable was going to freeze on you.
Yeah.
And they did.
And they don't anymore.
No, it's pretty tried and true, but I think what the more important thing is now is a sufficient battery bank. Yeah. So those electronic systems do pull power, so you want to make sure you have the right battery.
Upsize your battery capacity.
You got to have the connections, the battery power to make that system work properly.
It's not a huge draw, but now there's more draw that you didn't have before.
Very voltage sensitive.
So what have you changed, like when you're rigging that Parker 2024, what have you changed?
Just adding a bigger house bank of batteries to run the electronics.
Like an extra battery?
Yeah, probably two or three.
Two instead of one?
Yep, unless you want an inverter and a microwave and that kind of thing, then you get some more, maybe three.
Yeah.
But then you want to make sure that the engine batteries are separate from the house.
Okay.
Make sure they have
key,
their
right?
power. Yeah.
So the engine battery is what powers the steering and the throttle, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you have one engine battery that'll take care of everything.
You want one good battery for each engine on the boat.
I see. Yeah. So yeah, each one, yeah.
Now, would the gauge wire also be more efficient? I know guys are jumping up their gauge wires to make sure that they have the best connection.
Yeah, so you want, depending on how far away those engine starting batteries are, you're going to want to have the correct size gauge cable to run that.
Sure.
So where it was before, you might have 4-gauge cables. Now you might be running 2 to get a better flow of that electricity to the motor and the system.
Do the batteries live inside the house, or are they in the bilge, or where the...
Those on the 24, they're in the bilge.
There's
a big hatch back there, yeah.
Nice. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show.
Yeah, we got the boys today.
Benny, who's just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to fishing and gear. And, of course, Nick, when it comes to rigging a boat and getting the right boat for what you need.
Power options, repower, all the things. And, just the best service there is in the boating world. We're going to have a great time today and lots of fun. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, it's 213-432-1090 is our phone number. Or send us a text. As we say, man, the text the show option has gotten so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. And the only way you can text in your questions is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download if you don't have it. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. Catch all the archive shows during the week. Download the Let's Talk Hookup app, and you can text in your questions to the show. But when you do, make sure you include your contact info. A name and a phone number is all we need, because we are giving away a killer prize at the end of today's show. And that prize is going to go to either a caller or a texter. That's going to get determined at the end of the show. Nick's going to flip the prize coin for us, and that's going to determine whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. And speaking of prize, one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win a $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses. How cool
How about
is that,
that huh? What are you wearing there, Benny?
Oh, these are the new gold lenses.
I was going to say, the new gold.
I just got these about a week ago. Man, they're perfect with weather like this. You know, overcast, low light.
Yeah.
But I like them all the time. Man, it sees the kelp incredible.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I mean, it better than the green mirror?
Man, it's a toss-up.
Yeah.
I think when the sun's out complete, I probably wear the green, but I'm just getting
overcast
used to these.
Like right now?
Yes.
And what frame is that? That's a
Tuna Alley.
That's Tuna Alley. Yeah,
one of my favorite frames.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a great frame.
We just got some. We've been getting a lot of gold in lately. You know, I mean, obviously it's brand new and it's filtering in, but we got those new gold in the Taxman frame.
Oh,
I like those a lot.
Yeah.
I like them a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
That's my next pair.
The next pair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Taxman.
Yeah, I really like them. Yeah. We've got there's a lot of new You know, the two styles they always have, they call them lifestyle and, like, fishing. You know, fishing is the kind of more wraparound, and lifestyle is a little more square. And, Costa, we've got, like, several brand new pair. They just call them hybrids, and they're exactly that. They're like a square-framed glass that you would wear on the street every day, but they all have more angle to them, and now there's less light to get around the side. Like, we just got several different frame options and what they call hybrids, and they're sick. They're selling super well, and, like, they oddly fit everybody. You know what I mean? Like, usually it's like, hey, if you got a big round head, you like these styles. If you got a small head, you like this style. And, like, oddly, those hybrids, like, they fit everybody. They're really cool.
So you want to get through, phones are a good choice right now, 213-432-1090, or you can text. You have a chance to win $300 shopping spree at CostaSunglasses.com.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those text messages. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost. But not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally, all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check KingfisherCharters.com.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano's Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf's Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like 2 free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, DanaWharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 freeway in Orange County.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phone packed up. We do have one line still open if you want it. 213-432-1090.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones. Packing up. And you want to get through, have a chance to win that pair of Costa sunglasses. Maybe the new gold with the Tuna Alley good-looking sunglasses.
Yeah, that's what I'd recommend. They're legit shades. How about we start it off with Dan? He's calling us from West Covina this morning. What up, Dan? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, well, thanks for having me on, Rick and Pete and everybody. It's good to talk to you guys again. And when I heard Benny was going to be on the show, I had to call in because I remember when Benny and I were in the food business years ago and he was telling me about his dream of being a charter fisherman. I totally believed him, and he's realized that and then some. And I'm very proud of Benny for doing what he's done, and it's just good to talk to you again, Benny. It's been a while. I last saw you at the Freight Hall Show or something working the Shimano booth.
It's been really cool.
Yes, it has, and it's amazing what you've accomplished. I'm glad you asked that, Pete. So I think I'm overdue for that. That'd be fun to do. Yeah, absolutely. So I still got your card, Benny. Yeah.
Awesome. Unfortunately, I don't have any dates open until September, but
is that right?
The way things are going right now, September might be pretty stellar. It might be a grab bag of things to catch. You can go to Catalina, catch some bass, some yellows, and maybe catch a mullet or two on the way home.
That's sick.
That'd be fun.
That's good. Well, I like that.
September typically is our best month.
Yeah, for sure. No, I'd love to have you, Dan.
And that with that Camus.
Hey, that'd be great, Benny.
It's like, it's a go time. All right.
Hey, yeah, it sounds like a great ride.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, and I have a great text.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, it's from Rory in Lakeside.
Hey.
And thanks to hear, and always nice to hear from Rory. And he says, good morning, guys. I have a question about the loan process. Can you do a long-term loan for a boat, and is the loan through West Coast Marine, or do you need to seek one out from a bank? I've been working on my skiff for about 5 months and still have lots more work to get on it on the water. But I'm ready to do some more fishing in life, for sure. So get on a new boat. Get on a new Parker or Camus then, Rory.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, what about loans?
Loans, I can do loans at the shop there, and we can search that and see a good fit for you. There's also outside companies. One we work with closely is Sea Dreams in Costa Mesa. His name's Tom. He's a great resource.
Yeah, I've worked with Tom before. He's great.
You fill out an application, he can kind of guide you and maybe hash things out before you go to the app.
Yeah.
And that would be a good suggestion. And then just a personal bank or a credit union or something like that, too.
And the advantage of boat loans is they're kind of like RV or even home loans, right? You can do them over like a 15-year term if you want.
Yeah, correct. They all different banks run different specials, but yeah, you can get something like that. And then what also is interesting is high interest rates have kind of hurt us through the winter. I hope it goes down. We'll see. But there are options to refinance a boat loan as well. So you can get into a boat now. Interest rates go down. You can always refi that.
Got it.
All right. Very good.
All right. Well, hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on down south. It's time for the Baja Report with Chris from Smokey's Curing Company and Cantina. Good morning, Chris.
Pedro, Rick, buenos dias.
What's up, buddy?
What's happening?
Oh, man, it's a beautiful day down here in the East Cape, guys. Just gorgeous. It's perfect. And the fishing's been pretty good this past week, guys. We've had a really, really nice continued striped marlin bite. They're everywhere. It's not uncommon to see boats coming in with several marlin flags released. And so guys and gals are having a great time doing that. Another really, really, really impressive bite has been the rooster fish bite this past week. And, I mean, lots of them and size, and that's just a short little jaunt. You just head right over there, right close in offshore between Rancho Leonero on up to La Ribera, and then you go over to, you know, Punta Colorado, Punta Arena, the lighthouse around the bay there at El Rincon. It's just been lots of big ones, and guys and gals are having a great time doing that. The yellowfin tuna bite has been okay. It slowed down just a bit, but mainly the yellowfin tuna, you know, they were a little bit closer, and now we're having to go, you know, 20, 35 miles out, but still having a lot of fun doing that, guys. And for Dorado, it's really, really been a slow bite this past week, but it's been such a great Dorado year. We can't really complain. I'm sure they'll be back.
Yeah, that sounds like a great report. And this time of the year, weather gets a little hot, but the fishing gets hot too, right?
That's right. That's right. And you know what? It hasn't been that hot. I remember it being hotter. So, I mean, it's been pretty mild so far. But, yeah, it is getting a little warm, but it's still real nice.
Yeah. It's, and the Dorado shootout's coming up in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we need that Dorado bike to heat up again. But yeah, that's coming up here later in July in a few weeks.
Yeah,
this could be a really exciting tournament.
Are you fishing it?
You know, I think I fished it about 10 years in a row, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to fish it. Yeah, but you know, we're so busy right now, but I have plans to. Yeah.
Is Vaquera available for us?
I was just going to ask that, exactly.
No, Vaquera is booked. So, well, that's a good thing. But, oh, you know, as a former champ, you know, I won the Dorado shootout. So as a former champ, I'm kind of obligated to fish it.
Yeah, I would say so, for sure. But you're going to have to put somebody else.
Got to throw that in there.
Yeah. Well, of course, if somebody wants to come book Vaquera, a beautiful 35 Cabo with a Seakeeper, probably one of the finest, if not the finest boat in the East Cape for charter. Come to Smokies, have some great food, watch some games, or get your fish processed. How do we find you, Chris?
Well, for right now, you can just get a hold of us at vaquerabaja.com. That's V-A-Q-U-E-R-A, baja.com. In closing, we just installed Starlink Internet on Vaquera yesterday. So that's kind of a game changer for people that sort of need to stay connected and maybe work remotely. And it'll also allow me to get out on the water and possibly give you guys a live report. So we're looking forward to that.
How awesome is that?
How nice you can be down on Vaquera. And like you say, you don't need to be at work, but you need to check in, you need to put out a fire in the morning, you can just step inside the air-conditioned salon, get your emails taken care of, and then step back outside and go catch another marlin.
Exactly, guys. That's what we're shooting for.
Great, buddy. Well, hey, great talking to you, Chris, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, I'll look forward to it, guys. Have a great week.
See you, Chris. All right. Well, hey, we had a great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. I'm curious what brand of outboards you guys carry for Repower, and also do you sell small outboards? I'm in the market for 15 horsepower, and I was hoping Nick could walk me through the process. Do you prefer EFI or carbureted motors, and what's a good budget that I should set aside for a brand-new 15 horsepower?
Sure. So we do mainly Yamaha outboard repowers and loose engine installs. 15 horsepower, that is from Yamaha only a carbureted engine. So if you want fuel injected, you got to step up to a 20 or the 25. And
what's the advantage between carbureted versus fuel injected?
Fuel injected just runs off an electric fuel pump and has injectors. Uh-huh. And the carburetor is just your old school carbureted.
Are they lighter, the fuel injected motors? When you're looking at smaller motors, sometimes you...
They're about the same.
They are.
Because they have that equipment and electric fuel pumps, they're a tiny bit more weight, so you have to be conscious about that on the boat you're putting it on.
Gotcha.
They also, from Yamaha, the 15 only comes in a tiller engine, so if it's going to have a steering wheel on this boat, you're going to have to step up to a 20 as well. So that's something to consider. And then price-wise, just the engine on a 15 is somewhere around $3,500, and then like the cream of the crop 20 remote steering is $45,000 to $5,000.
Is the weight difference significant between the 15 and the 20? Like, you know, if those are the things you're bouncing on, like, man, I wanted a 15, but I really wanted remote steering. Like,
no, the 20, they're pretty close in weight. The 20 is going to be slightly heavier, but it actually is easier to carry because that is a newer engine and it has better grab handles to maneuver that thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Hey,
there you go, Ron.
Thanks for the text. Appreciate that very much. Scott Sherman's on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Yeah. Owner.
Yeah. What's up, Scott?
Yeah. That's one of the reasons for the call. I heard they got rid of the 2510. I was just wondering why they got rid of that design, because it's a really, really nice boat. Well, being an owner of one.
I agree. I wish we still had that boat. That was one of my favorites.
And they don't make it anymore.
They do not make the 2510. I don't know the reason. I'll chalk it up to probably they didn't sell that many, and it was harder to build. And that's why I would imagine they don't have that anymore.
Yeah, so they replaced it with the 24? 10?
No, there's no 10 models anymore, so walk-around style.
No walk-arounds. Oh, I got you.
Correct, yeah.
Center console or the pilot house.
Exactly.
Either a center console. But they still make the 25 pilot house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's a...
I was just thinking, I love the design of the 2510 over the full pilot house. You know, it's just for Southern California, where you don't really need to get out of the weather that much, a little eyes and glass up front, and you're nice and out of the wind, and you just have so much more easy access to the back of the boat.
Yeah, you are correct, and I wish we could get that boat back.
I had a
you mean, was it your personal decision to make it go in?
No.
I had a 23-10 for years, and I really liked it. But there's something about that pilot house, though. I mean, yeah, pretty nice to be able to go in there, shut the door,
shut the door,
be quiet.
Pretty nice, man.
It's quiet.
Especially,
it's nice.
Yeah, when the wind's up and you're taking spray and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Benny, team center console over here, Benny. Thank God for a barricade.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I got my boat at West Coast and have never been happier with a purchase in my entire life. It's a great boat, great service by the team over there, and the boat's 8 years old now, and you couldn't tell by looking at it.
That's great. Thank you.
And Sherm, I want to back you up because, you know, we bought our boats at very similar times, you know, within a year or two of each other. And, like, and even this far into it, when things come up, you know, it's just easy to call Nick and, like, yeah, you guys do such a good job. The service after the sale is, like, the reason to buy from you guys. I mean, it's been great. You know, fortunately, like, a Parker boat just doesn't require, there's not a lot to them, and it sure doesn't require a whole lot in the way of things being fixed. But whatever, you know, you break a handle off of a hatch and you just call the guys and, oh yeah, no problem, man, we'll take care of everything. You've been fantastic, and we've been I just share the same sentiment as Scott, man. We've been so happy with our service after the sale.
Well, great, thank you. Yeah,
and the other thing too I might mention too is these guys know exactly what Southern California fishermen need. So when it comes to rigging your new boat, they know how to rig it. They know what to put on it.
Yeah.
They know how to get it done and what it takes.
Yep, we've done a lot of them. So.
Yeah, you've done a lot of them. Yeah. No question about it. Great. Have you been out, Scott?
We were out for the Yellowtail Shootout. Haven't been out since then. We kind of zigged when we should have zagged, from what I understand. But we only scored one yellowtail. It was 21 pounds, so it was a nice fish.
Nice,
but
it
wasn't to put us in the running, that's for sure.
Yeah. We never got the report. What did it take to win that?
33, right?
33?
Yeah, 33. And
33
it
was the biggest fish.
Wasn't it?
That's right.
What I read.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it seems to come out of La Jolla every year. You know, it really does. Everybody makes a big run to Clemente or goes offshore to the islands, that kind of thing. And the guys who know how to fish La Jolla well usually score a couple of big home guards, and that's what takes it. So that was it was a big fish. But it was weird. The Coronado Islands had really streaky red tide kind of water, and some friends of ours who fished between the streaks over there ended up with six fish. One of them was 30 pounds.
Wow. Nice. Gee, that was a day.
Some fish over there.
Yeah. Good, yeah, in between the streaks of the red tide. It was crazy.
Nice. Wow.
I guess we'll get a full rundown tomorrow, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, we have Ali from BD Outdoors coming in.
I would think we'll get a full rundown.
Joseph, his brother, Angler's Realtor. That'll be fun. Hey, Sherm, great to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call.
Great show, guys.
All right. Hey, I have a great text here from Devin in San Clemente. He says, my question's for Nick. I plan on repowering my 20-foot center console. How much money am I looking at for a brand-new 100-horse Yamaha? How much will the power cost?
So Yamaha makes either a 90 or a 115, so you're going to have to decide what the horsepower rating is of that 20-foot
boat. 20-foot center console, maybe
so
a 115?
I would go 115.
Yeah. And that's such a great motor, too.
Oh, it's a great motor.
Tried and true.
Absolutely. And then price on a 115, just the engine is, I'm going to go out on limits, around 12.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we have those in stock.
You have them in stock?
Yeah.
Right. And now, would that be with, like, the new power steering, or would it be?
That's still hydraulic. So
hydraulics,
if you
right.
have an engine on the boat now, we could potentially reuse your hydraulic
exactly.
cylinder
yeah, exactly.
and the steering. We could reuse that, or we can, you know, quote it out and do all new gear.
But take it from somebody that's had a 115 for a long time. They are a bulletproof motor.
Yeah, they are.
You can't kill a Yamaha.
It'll last you a lifetime. You put that motor on there, you'll never have to put another motor on.
Yeah, everybody who repowers, they always say the same thing, and I should have done this a long time ago.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Uh-huh.
Especially if you've had, like, the nightmare of going down to the boat ramp and the thing, this problem or that problem, and then when you switch to a Yamaha, it's like, dude, it's the part you don't think about. You know,
don't have to worry about it.
I grew up you know, I grew up, we were wrenching on boats and things like that, and make sure you warm it up at home before you get to the launch ramp so you're not that guy. And then, you know, then when we graduated to having a brand new Yamaha, I was like, that part just goes away. Like, you no longer think about that before you go. Like, that is off the checklist.
Yeah, get rid of the ether.
Yeah. I remember those days.
I was in that game.
Yeah. Right?
White smoke on the launch ramp, you know. Like, you were stoked about it because that meant it got started. Like, oh, we're all good.
And the biggest thing with that 115, because I had one in the early days, is the fuel economy.
Oh,
you know,
unbelievable.
On a small boat, that's which is huge.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, 4, 5, 6 miles of the gallon.
You, you run it smart. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more catch reports, and a whole lot more information. You stay tuned. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and we have the man that tests the Shimano gear, and that's Captain Benny Florentino. What are you using?
So the standard for all inshore bass islands would be the Tranks 300. I put 65-pound Max Quattro, and I'm fishing the new Terramar 80. MH, medium heavy rod. You can throw a swim bait with it. You can throw a weedless. You can throw an A-rig and jerk bait. It's a great all-around rod, I think. And I know that most anglers that come on the boat, it's probably their favorite, whether it's the HG or the high gear or the standard A Tranks 300. But that's the standard for all inshore bass anglers.
Number one on your boat, the Tranks 300.
I have four of them at all times.
And they're all being used.
Yes.
Yeah, and a guy who owns a tackle store just went fishing with you, Doug Curran. Did he have to bring any gear?
No, he walked on the boat with virtually a couple of sandwiches, and that was it.
And he used the Tranks 300.
300.
Yeah, all right.
All day.
Check it out, the Tranks 300 and that Terramar rod at your local Shimano dealer.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power on board, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing. Lots of fun this morning and really good info. We did have an open phone line happen during the break. First time we've had an open phone since we started the show. So if you want to get through, it's open right now. 213 area code 432-1090.
All right, let's jump into those phones.
You got it. How about we talk to Ralph? He's called us from Menifee this morning. Good morning, Ralph. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, boys. Good morning. Hope everyone's doing well. Thank you for having me on. My question is for Captain Benny. When you're at the islands or anywhere, for that matter, along the kelp line, what's your go-to search bait? And then for your swim baits, Are you using any, I know guys used to put super glue on the lead heads. And one more thing, do you use clips or no clips? And that's all I got.
Some great questions.
Yeah, great questions, Ralph. Thanks for calling in. As far as my search bait, I'm going to, for me, it's a surface iron. That's my number one go-to. But if I have clients on the boat, it would be a 5-inch weedless bait. One, because you can fish the kelp edges, and if you're in some kind of kelp area, it's not going to get hung up, and it usually gets bit. And I usually have my other guys standing by because the bigger ones will usually follow the hook fish. And then clips, yeah, I use clips. I use a kicker clips. And it depends on the size, you know, and it depends on the line diameter. You know, lighter line like your 40 and 50-pound braid, I'm using the 30-pound clip. And then 65, I'm fishing the 50-pound clip. And surface iron, I'm at 75-pound clip. So I'm kind of matching it. And does it hinder this performance? Those fish only care about what's swimming in the water. Because I've had that, you know, back and forth with people. Hey, if you don't like the clips, that's good. But in my business, where I have to continually change baits, it makes it more efficient and easier for me. I don't have to tie leaders, cut them, redo. Like clip and go.
You like them.
Things make it more efficient for fishing. Yeah.
Okay. When you're first starting, you fish a surface iron. Are you a full size surface iron guy, or do you fish a small jig in terms of hoping to get more bites, or
I'm fishing a full size jig. I want the leader of the pack to come out and destroy that jig. And again, this is me fun fishing. I fun fished about a week ago. I threw two baits, surface iron and weedless, all day.
That's cool.
Because sounds like going fishing with Corey Sandin, except he just throws the weedless all day. Yeah.
That's cool.
Hopefully that answers your question for you.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You have a good text, huh?
I thought so for sure. It says, okay, Benny, I got a question for you. SCI or CAT? You seem to be the guy that has the most knowledge of both of them. Which of the two islands do you prefer? I know CAT gets more attention than SCI because of its distance. Where's the better spot for numbers? Where's the better spot for big ones? Which is your favorite overall? And lastly, I'm a guy that doesn't get to fish every weekend. Where's the best place to gain intel on which island I should choose?
Well, you go on to Instagram and go to coastal_charters, and you can see my posts. I try to post up at least every day, and I'll tell you exactly where they're at, what they're eating, or you can DM me. Yeah, heck, you can even call me. I'll tell you exactly where they're biting. Where would I choose for number, size? Palos Verdes.
Palos Verdes. Yeah.
It's a shorter ride. Usually don't get wet. And there's some big ones there. I've had clients catch more 10-pounders on the beach than I've had at any of the other islands.
Wow.
But for consistent, bigger fish in San Clemente, if you can endure the weather, Catalina, there's a time and a place. I think wintertime and fall there. Summertime, it's just a mess. I try to stay away from Catalina on the weekends or any major holidays. But Clemente right now, for size, you're talking nothing smaller than 3 pounds up to 7 pounds. That's pretty Jeez. Good grade of fish. And you can catch them mainly on the weedless, on the back, and then you can fish the front. You throw the A-rig, swim bait, surface iron, and catch a bunch, 2 to 3 to 4 pounders all day long.
The A-rig, you're always talking about A-rig.
Oh, so much fun.
I have never thrown the A-rig. Maybe because of my bad shoulder, maybe. I don't know. Is it hard? I mean, am I doing something wrong?
For guys our age, it gets a little painful.
Is it harder to throw?
It is, because there's a lot going on. It's weight. I'm fishing half-ounce Orbaits heads on mine with Corey's 4-inch bait. And so it's a lot of weight.
You're hucking a lot.
But you fish the surface iron
all
the time.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
It's no tougher than that.
No?
Right? No. And you know, the thing about it
is, so what's the right rig for that?
Right now I'm fishing the Warbaits A-rig. It has 2 blades on it and 5 arms. Half-ounce Warbait heads, and then, again, 4-inch. But I'm fishing a heavy leader, or you can straight tie
like
it.
What's a heavy leader?
Heavy leader is 50.
Okay.
Well, number one, I don't want my guys
chucking it off.
Yeah. Yeah. You're using five lead heads at a time instead of one.
Or straight tie to 65 or 80. Because you never know when you'd catch a big one. Like the biggest fish I've caught on an A rig, I had a 4.5 and a 9, like 9, 10, close to 10 pounds.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
15 pounds of fish on one cast.
15 pounds of fish, yeah. Or I had a kid get like 17 pounds on an A rig.
Wow.
So you need heavy gear because, you know, when they get this, especially this time of year, like for example, the day before yesterday, we're fishing A rig. Kid had 12 pounds of bass on 5 hooks.
Holy,
you know,
mackerel.
And it was a mixture. It was like a 5-pound sand bass, a 3-pound calico, and a few small ones, you know, like 2-pounders. Yeah, and he was like, what have I got? I go, you got a bunch.
It is a bite producing SOB, man. You know, you can say whatever you want. Some people are very for them. Some people are super anti, but say what you want.
They produce bites.
In the bay, offshore, you know.
Everything, huh?
Yep.
I better get one.
I mean, it's a tool. And again, in my business of catching bass, it's a great tool to have because it does catch. You catch multiple. It's fun. You know,
so are you still fishing the Trank's 300 with that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Trank's 300 and the Terramar
80MH.
80MH. So you need that MH.
You do need a little bit heavier rod because when that thing loads up and you've got a gang of them on there, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. You're shaking your head. Have you fished it?
I use it a lot.
You use it a lot? In the bay.
With the kids. It's bite producing.
Isn't it the best when you cast out for the kids and you let them wind and they're like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So is it a different A-rig in the bay versus offshore?
Same thing.
Same A-rig.
Oh, yeah. Again, we're trying to mimic. It's almost like, what's that trolling thing with all the baits on it?
It's like a dredge.
Spreader bar.
Yeah.
It's like that. I mean, it's just a ball of bait swimming and the fish just want to kill it.
That's cool.
It's so funny that, you know, in the bay, like in the early years, the Mike Gardner days, you know, it was like bay bassing was all about, man, 6-pound test. And if you went down to 4, you're going to get a lot more bites.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it was all stealth and small. And then, you know, the Corey Sandin era of, you know, fish big, they're going to bite it anyways, no big deal. And then A-rigs and freaking coat hangers and steel.
I know.
Big ball, like,
what the heck? I just look at that thing. It's like, how is a bass going to bite that?
What do they do? The worst part is fishing the front side of Clemente and you're fishing bass and about a 10-pound, 12-pound yellow eat it.
Oh!
Yeah, that sounds,
so you never
trouble.
Know.
Yeah, you're right. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, that really sounds bad. Hey, great questions there. We'll get Bill more into that. But right now, lots of questions about tuna wars. Of course, tuna wars happen this week. We have the man, Mike Lum, on the line to tell us all about it. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Last week was just an amazing week for the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program, and Tuna Wars went off really, really well. We kicked it off last Sunday night with the reception at Dana Landing and had a nice turnout of people. Weather was really nice, and we raised a bunch of money for the kids with the live auction and raffle. Everybody seemed to have a wonderful time, and the guys that were serving the food, we had sushi on a roll, and of course the line to get to him was always long, and then we had the smash burgers over there from
Charlie's Landing.
Thank you.
Charlie's Landing, the best smash burger in San Diego there.
So good.
And people have been raving all week long. I've had more comments about that than almost anything. It's like, who was that guy? Where do I get those? So that
was telling me they served almost 200 smash burgers or something like that.
And it wasn't the little slider size. They served a full burger, and some of these guys went back for seconds, so they must have absolutely loved it.
Or Thursday.
And then Captain Dan's pizza was there, and then that was great, too. So anyway, all the food and beverage was a hit, and the captain's reception is just fun. That's all I can tell you. It's fun. We had Bob Hoos was there with Costa. Costa came on at the last week as a major sponsor of the Rollo program and was there, and we gave away a bunch of pairs of glasses. If you bought a package of raffle tickets, you got a free pair of glasses, and Bob was there helping people select what they wanted, and of course everybody was excited about that. So then we shifted gears, and on Monday evening loaded the boats up, and everybody got off the dock. I think we got out about an hour earlier than normal, and headed out, and there were some fish that were caught that night, not many, but some. And then the next day, there was actually a actual day bite that occurred. And the total tally of fish, we did this a little different this year. We went to a point system rather than a total weight of three big fish system. And most everybody that was on the trip really, really enjoyed being able to catch, I'll just say, normal-sized fish and be part of the team. And, you know, the last few years with these big fish around, people were focused on just wanting to catch the big fish. And that left about two-thirds of the guys without any fish. So this really changed the game. Guys were able to catch fish. The Liberty put 32 bluefin on the boat during the tournament. Ooh. And the Tomahawk, yeah, that was awesome. And they had a few yellowtail thrown in the mix as well. And then the Tomahawk, they scored 24 bluefin. And the Ocean Odyssey was only able to put one bluefin on the boat, but they had an unusual situation. They hooked a big fish the first evening, and it might have been the second evening, I'm sorry, I'm not sure. But they hooked a very big fish right during the time when these other boats were catching a lot of fish, and they were on that fish for several hours, like 2 hours plus, and lost it right at the gaff.
At the gaff.
So, it ate up a lot of fishing time, and so that was unfortunate. That was Dave Marciano's boat. And then, of course, Nancy Marciano was on the Tomahawk. And then Bob Cook, Captain Bob Cook, the nicest guy. We're so happy to have him involved. Came out from Wicatuna along with Dave and Nancy. And he is just an awesome guy. He was on the Liberty. And the Liberty ultimately won. They are the champions again this year. And Bob Cook, second year. He's been out twice, and he's got two jackets to show for it. So everybody had a ball.
That was a really cool story you were telling about how the Tomahawk assumed they had the victory in the bag. You know, I mean, let's call it exactly what it is. The majority of fishing has been at nighttime, and you know that's where all of your production happens. And kind of when the dust settled of nighttime fishing, the Tomahawk had the lead and pretty much knew that meant, okay, that's it. We've got this thing in the bag. And Taro being Taro, like, they found a school in the daytime, set up on it, and had old school grab a sardine. And a fly line, put a hook on it, throw it out, and catch a 40-pound bluefin. And they had a good school of daytime fly line fish that then put them over the top of what the Tomahawk had at nighttime. Like, they were neck and neck, you know, in the dark, but the Tomahawk got the better of them. And then in the daytime, Taro found a morning school that bit, and then that's how they got the win. Really fun.
So cool.
Total tuna war victory.
Yeah, and I'll back your claim about Bob Cook. What a great guy.
Awesome.
Super good guy, and so thrilled to have him involved in Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, and he's ready to give again. You know,
he's already talking and planning next year. So it's very, very exciting. And of course, as I always say, and it is the purpose of this whole episode thing, is kids. We raised a bunch of money to take a bunch more kids fishing, and that is why we do this. This is not a serious hardcore tournament like other things. There are some really professional tournaments out there for the guys that want to target the big fish and make lots of money and all that kind of stuff. That's not what this is. This is about people getting together for one purpose, have a good time, visit with these Wicatuna captains, and catch fish so we can get more kids on the water. That's what this is about. And the change that we made this year had some controversy. There were some people that weren't real happy about it, but it was a small, relatively small number, and I think the vast majority are happy. We're going to stay on this track, and we're going to keep catching as many fish as we can, and we're going to put as many kids on boats as we possibly can.
That's the whole idea. Hey, shifting gears really quick, Mike, Reel a Week, are there any tickets left?
There are some Reel a Week tickets left. Tim just told me that the other day. He does have some left, and draw a blank. I don't have his number right in front of me. Tell you what, I'll get you the number, Pete. You can read it out, and I should have it memorized.
And, of course, you can always get the information at rallokids.org.
Definitely available there.
So that's the best place to go. Rallokids.org, Reel a Week. And when did the drawing start?
I think July the 14th, I think. Again, I don't have that in front of me. Yeah, right away. We got a couple, about 2 weeks. 2 weeks of selling tickets, and then we're going to start giving them away. And
all right. Mike, we appreciate
all you guys.
Yeah, appreciate all you do for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, and congratulations to the Liberty, and of course all the Tomahawk and the Ocean Odyssey too for participating, and Dave and Nancy and Bob coming out. Appreciate all their support, and thanks to you and Tim for all your hard work, Mike.
Well, it's one big giant effort, and at the end of the day, the kids win. That's what, you know, we're all winners when the kids win.
One more thanks I want to throw out, a big thanks to Steve Pinard at Dana Landing. Steve gives a lot. He gives a lot. He does a lot. And he, not only for Captain Rollo's Kids Steve, but also CCA. Steve works hard to make sure, especially for Captain Rollo's, that take those kids fish.
Talk about a guy that doesn't have any extra time.
No, he's got no time.
Yet finds the time, donates the time. The money, the venue, no doubt. Hats off. You're a good man, Steve.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your report.
Hey, when we come back, we've got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We got the full catch report. You stay tuned. It's a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SurgeSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SurgeSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We develop the tools for the EKG mate process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.